The Spur Corporation is set to acquire majority stake in RocoMamas. I spoke to Brian Altrich, who launched the niche brand, about the 51% stake sought by the JSE-listed restaurant Spur. Brian, my starting point would be the Spur Corporation being set to acquire a majority stake in RocoMamas. What are the benefits in this?
I think the benefits are that, firstly, I'm a Spur franchisee as it is, and I've been with them for over a decade. When I started the RocoMamas brand, it's a fast casual fast food brand where everything's made from scratch, from non-processed ingredients, but yet still in a franchise mode. And in a year and a half, I've built it to 4 stores, of which 2 are franchises, and I'm going to be opening another 2 in the next 2 months, in fact, 1 in 2 weeks' time. But the infrastructure is what's critical. You know, and one thing about Spur is they've got an awesome infrastructure to be able to assist with supply chain and the general operations to keep stores running in the required way that they should be running. I've got a lot of inquiries from outlying regions as far as Nelspruit and Pietermaritzburg. I could never do that myself, and I'd be more scared of what's going to happen to the brand if I even venture down that road. So I think the benefits for me would be the infrastructure and the fact that I trust the guys. I've been with them for so long.
And the financial reasons behind them acquiring a majority stake. What's in it for RocoMamas? And do you trust that the brand will stay the same in terms of what it produces?
No, I was offered quite a bit of financial cash by a lot of other parties, and it's not about the money for me. When I initially was approached to discuss doing a deal with Spur by Pierre van Tonder, one of my defining points was that I need to keep it from scratch fast food cooking. So we came to a point of where I would be in control of the marketing and the design aspects of the business and the operational side, so as to not butcher it. And secondly was the fact that I was a little bit concerned about that I'm not really a person for corporate. But I understand that they offer additional duties and that, but Pierre and them said that they'll assist me with that. But for me, I'm a person that I like being in the shops, on the ground, talking to customers and understanding to try and anticipate the needs of the customer. It's very important for me. And I think that we've come to an agreement in that respect. You know, so I believe that I am going to be in the business, and I'm going to be quite jealous about protecting the business so that it doesn't become a plastic fast food brand.
And do you find that in what Spur is proposing or what product that they give out there, especially in terms of service, is that what you have found in this particular restaurant?
No, it's a different concept. It's a fast casual concept. You know, I stayed in the States late 80s, early 90s, and I've been back a couple of times. And in the last decade in the States, has been the fast casual segment has risen. So basically, what I'm doing is I've got a smaller shop, 16 tables at most, 17 tables, to be able to give more service to the customers. I'm very balanced on, well, RocoMamas very balanced on about 45% takeaway split and 55% sit down. We do offer craft beer and craft wine options, no spirits. It's very fast casual, casual environment. So it's a total different service model to the full service franchise business model of a Spur. So it's more fun and frenetic and casual. You've got experience to understand exactly what we set out to do, and I think what we've achieved to do.
Fortunately, I have experienced one of your outlets in Reemsig in the West Rand, and immediately when I walked into the store, I thought about asking about the franchise opportunities, seeing as the fast food business is growing so fast right now in South Africa, particularly Joburg and Cape Town. What are the franchising opportunities available in RocoMamas particularly?
Look, I get about 10 to 15 requests daily. four franchises. I'm obviously going to be very selective. I can only say that there are sites, landlords are approaching me, and I've got a lot of seasoned restaurateurs or ex-franchise owners that all current franchise owners, both within Spur and without the Spur Group, that want to open one. I am obviously going to sit down with Spur and rather use their franchise model, because that works, and roll out that way. I've turned down a lot of people and a lot of sites, and I'm doing it very strategically. I want to protect the brand. I don't want to cannibalize on the existing stores. And all the stores are trading exceptionally well. So I need to keep duplicating that. So I'm going to be prudent about it. But, yeah, there's a lot of, with the Spur infrastructure, I can roll out a lot of the sites and the guys in KZN, for instance, and in the Eastern and Western Cape, where the guys have approached me already, but I've said no because I don't have the infrastructure. It's definitely franchisable. It's a great return on investment. The four stores that I've got at the moment have exceeded expectations. Two of them are franchises. Both of those franchises have already said that they want to open more stores. In fact, the one is already signed for a site that will open in April. And I think the key is to have happy franchisees. Which, as a Spur man, I'm a happy franchisee in Spur, so I think I'll get the same ethos in Rocka Mamas.
Speaking of that particular line of business of being franchising, what's your personal take on the pace that it's growing in South Africa?
I think South Africa, my personal take, I think South Africa is a very Americanized type of market, and I think that, you know, with the way people being pressed for time and they want inconvenience, I think that that's why you've got the likes of a lot of the international competitors are moving into the market. And I also think it's a springboard for Africa for a lot of them. But we are definitely becoming more and more and more of a takeout and a dining away from home market. I also think that the cost of preparing meals at home is expensive. So I think that the South African population is embracing it a lot more compared to 15 years ago, 10 years ago. So I can only see growth in it. The franchise side of the market also creates a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs that want to get into having their own business. And obviously you can provide a more consistent product. There's a lot of what I term mom and pop shops that one shop's consistent, do good, and then when they open a second one, they can't handle two businesses. It is a difficult game. It's not an easy game.
What are the challenges that you've faced in this line of business so far? Any challenges over the past few years?
There's always challenges. I find the biggest challenge that I've, as an independent operator, I've noticed is the supply chain. I find that the integrity of a lot of the suppliers, they don't look after the little guy. You know, they're obviously a way more important business for them, other big franchise companies, and you have to be on point and controlling of all the product you get into your store, because the guys, if you just take your off the ball, they supply you substandard product. That has been my biggest challenge. I haven't really had a problem with staffing, and that because I obviously have my Spur infrastructure, so I haven't had a problem with that. And then landlords, while I've got great relationships with existing landlords, so I know how to negotiate a fair deal, and I also know how to proceed with running a good operation so that the landlord's also happy.
Lastly, Brian, given that Rocka Mamas is a niche food outlet in the way that you prepare your product, is it important in this line of business to have that additional edge and a special way in how you prepare your food?
I do think you have to. I think that the differentiating factor is the sum of the parts, of which one part is we're making standard product. We're using non-processed ingredients. So we use proper cheddar instead of the processed cheddar. And we make it in front of the customer. And we use grass-fed beef. And it's these little things. We don't advertise it because I believe it should be that. So, but it is a differentiating factor, because I think everything else today is mass-produced. And I think customers like seeing that, and they're willing to wait that little bit extra time, you know, 7 to 10 minutes for a burger, and they know that it's been made fresh and it hasn't been sitting in a warmer drawer. I think we charge a fair price for that. We Definitely, I think that it's not quite that niche, actually. You know, and if I follow the trends in the USA, the way it's exploded, with a lot of these companies that are doing exactly similar to what I'm doing here, I believe it's going to grow in leaps and bounds in South Africa.
Brian, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.